It's good to be here this morning, and I'm thankful that you all are here. The other morning this week, the Lord woke me up around 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if he ever does that with you or not, but he did with me. I didn't know that's what was going on. I just thought I had to go to the bathroom, so I did. Laid back down, and God wouldn't let me sleep. He just kept this thought running through my mind, and I just wanted to share it with you guys this morning. You can turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. The thought is this: love the people that God has given you. Love the people that God has given you.
Amen.
One day, somebody in your family circle will be laying in a hospital bed fighting for their life. And those differences that you had with them will seem so small because they were. They are.
Amen.
Why do we make such a big deal about small things? You ever ask yourself that question? How is it that small things can drive such deep wedges between people that were once very close?
Yeah.
Why do we spend so much time fighting and arguing with the ones that we claim to love the most? Why do we hold grudges for years?
Lord, help us.
Against the very ones that have the same blood that our parents had.
Yeah.
Here's the answer to these questions. Satan's goal is to kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right.
Destroy you and I, our peace, our joy. Kill the family unit. Drive thick wedges between family members, between husbands and wives, between parents and children, siblings, and especially between us and God.
Yeah.
Satan doesn't want you and I to love each other, but to hate each other.
Mm.
How's he doing with that? Here in Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to look at one verse, verse 12. The Bible says, "For we wrestle not." That word "not" is very important.
Amen.
"For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for your word, and I pray that this morning that you would anoint your word. And Lord, guide me to make the right words. Lord, help me not to say anything I shouldn't. Help me to deliver your message to your people. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be attentive to your Holy Spirit and to do what you call on us to do. And I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Our battles are not amongst each other. Our enemy is Satan.
Amen.
Not each other.
Right.
Your wife is not your enemy. Your husband is not your enemy.
Amen.
Your brother or sister is not your enemy. Satan is our enemy.
That's right.
Satan wants us to believe that our wife, our husband, our brother, sister, parent is our enemy. He sets us up for failure. He sets us up to literally hate those people that we're supposed to love. And he's doing a pretty good job with it. I don't know about you, but I know a lot of people that don't get along well with certain family members. Maybe they haven't even spoken to them in years. Your family members are your fellow soldiers.
Yeah, that's right.
You're on the same team.
Amen.
You're on the same side fighting against our foe, our enemy, Satan. If you've been caught up with having ill feelings toward a person that you once loved, don't feel too bad. It happened to Paul the Apostle as well.
Right.
You might remember. In fact, turn to Acts, if you would. We can just look at it together here. Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 36. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, "Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do." And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. John Mark apparently made some bad choices that caused Paul to write him off. So that's what Paul did. He chose also to separate not just from John Mark, but also Barnabas, who had done nothing wrong.
That's right.
What do you think caused the division here between Paul and Barnabas? God or Satan?
Satan.
It wasn't God. The Bible says that their contention was so sharp that they separated ways. Think about that for just a minute. Think about that in light of that family member that you've separated ways with over something that you may not even remember. And if you do, it was probably really small.
Right.
And still is.
Yes.
God teaches us to have unity. Not because we have all things in common. We don't. We have differences. We have different opinions, different ways of looking at things.
Yeah.
Sometimes even different ways of looking at God's Word. And that's okay. And here's why it's okay. Because we have something major in common.
Amen.
We all believe in Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
That he died.
Yes.
He was buried.
Right.
And he rose again.
Yes.
To pay for my sin and yours.
Amen. Amen.
We've trusted in that.
Yes.
We've been redeemed. We are now brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yes, amen.
We have that in common. So if we're brothers and sisters in Christ, we ought to act like it.
That's good.
Right?
Yes.
I'm not saying that we should overlook everything. There are things that need to be confronted, but confronted lovingly.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Not out of frustration, pride, or selfishness, but out of meekness and humility. Not to end your pain, but theirs. In Galatians, if you would, turn there. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. A lot of times, when we've had a problem with somebody else, all we can see is our suffering. All we can see is our frustration. How it has affected us. Look what they did to me. Me. That's selfishness, right? There's a way to deal with confrontation. And again, some things do need to be confronted.
Yeah.
Most things need to be overlooked.
Amen.
Here in Galatians chapter 6, the Bible teaches us how to humbly deal with the things that need to be dealt with.
Yes.
Again, sometimes there are things that need to be dealt with. Most of the time, they just need to be overlooked. But here in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, the Bible says, "Brethren," I think it's interesting he starts out with that word, because that's what we are.
Amen.
Brethren. We are brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
In the family of God. "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ."
Amen.
So if one of us is caught up in sin, and I do believe that that's the deciding factor as to when to confront a problem or when not to. If you just hurt my feelings, I just need to overlook that. If I just didn't get my way about something, I need to overlook that.
Amen.
But if my brother or my sister is caught up in sin, the Bible says right here in Galatians that I need to go to them.
Amen.
As to restore them back with Jesus.
Yes.
But I've got to be in a certain frame of mind in order to do that. And it's not easy, because when people are caught up in sin, many times they're unaware of it.
Right.
They're unaware of it because Satan is the great deceiver. He is able to get you and I into something we ought not to be in and not even be aware that we're in sin. And when that happens, and you or I recognize that they're caught up in that, then we need to go and help restore them.
That's right.
But not immediately. We've got some preparation. The Bible says here, "Ye which are spiritual." What does that mean? Does that mean ye who are saved? No. Because there's a lot of saved people that are not spiritual.
That's right.
Who is it talking about? What frame of mind are we supposed to be in if we're going to go to this person? It's not easy to go to them, one, because they may not be aware that they're even in sin. Or they may be aware that they are, and they get defensive when you say something to them about it. They might even get angry, which may spark your anger. And if you get angry, that may not turn out well.
Amen.
That's why he said, ye which are spiritual. Brother Bruce, I don't think I'm spiritual enough, so it ain't me that needs to go to him. That's not necessarily true. That just means you don't need to go to them right now. There's got to be some preparation done. That preparation is going to require some praying. It's going to require some look at yourself.
Yeah.
Am I meek?
Mm-hmm.
Am I humble? Am I trying just to end my pain, or am I wanting to end their pain? Am I trying to restore them back to Jesus out of love? Or am I just wanting to straighten them out because it's aggravating dealing with them? There's got to be some preparation going on before we're going to head over there to try to restore them back to Jesus. We need God's power. You and I can't do it.
No.
It's the work of the Holy Spirit. But sometimes the Holy Spirit's going to use you or I to say something that may help them to see something. And for that reason, we must rely on the Holy Spirit. We've got to get God's power.
Amen.
And His wisdom in order to effectively restore a fallen soldier. This is one of the ways that we should love those that God has put in our circle.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's not love to avoid their problem. And just say, well, that's their problem. That's between them and God. Apparently it's not just between them and God, or we wouldn't have read what we just did here in Galatians chapter 1.
Right.
It's between God and us and them. So it must be important and necessary to go to these people.
Yes, sir.
That are in our circle. Are you loving the people in your circle?
Mm.
Is there somebody in your family, whether it be your church family or your biological family, that you're at odds with? Maybe you haven't spoken to them in a long time.
Mm.
This isn't good.
No.
This isn't what God wants. This is what Satan wants.
Right.
Satan wants you and I to be separated from those that we love.
Right.
His goal is to destroy what God has put together. The Bible says that God has put a man and woman together and they now are one. That's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Satan wants to destroy that and break it apart. If you're married, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Amen.
It's already happened where that he's come and tried to create a deep wedge between you and your husband or wife. But he also wants to do it between you and your children, between you and your brother, your sister, maybe you and your parents. He wants to cause division.
Mm.
It doesn't matter who was wrong. I recognize this is kind of a touchy subject because there very well may be somebody in here. I don't know. I don't look through your windows. The Holy Spirit does.
Amen.
But there may be somebody in here who right now, this very moment, you've got that person, their name in your mind, who it is that you've been at odds with for however long. Both of you are suffering. The devil has accomplished his goal to drive a wedge between you and them. He has won. He has stolen your joy. So why don't you take it back?
Amen.
We have the tools. And even though we don't have the power, we have access to the power.
That's right. Praise
in God.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Bruce, it's impossible. You don't know the story. And that's true. God does.
Yes.
And He said that all things are possible.
Amen.
Why don't you take back your joy? Go to that person humbly and ask them for forgiveness.
Yes.
Not because you started, but because you kept it going. It's not of God to keep it going.
Amen.
God is love. And God wants us to love.
Yes, He does.
Jesus said in the Gospels, He said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." So when we're not showing love one to another, whose disciples are we? Not Jesus. I challenge you to talk to them.
Amen.
Today or tomorrow. Make it right.
Amen.
I think you'll be surprised when your joy returns.
Amen.
You cannot carry a grudge and carry joy at the same time.
True. Amen.
It's not possible. You will be surprised when your joy returns.
Amen.
Love the people that God gave you. You never know what's going to happen. If you think I'm preaching at you, I'm not. I have a brother who I've not spoken to in years. My entire adult life, I've never gone out of my way to spend time with Him. That's not right. That's not good. It's not of God. I'm going to make that right.
Amen. Bless Him, Lord.
I encourage you to do the same.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You never know how defeated we can be when we're not loving those that God has given us.
Right.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for giving us direction on how to love those that you've put in our life, in our circle. Lord, I confess that I've not done as I should, and I need your help.
Please, Lord.
And I pray that you'll be glorified.
Yes.
And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, let's stand. Turn to page 275. 275. If you need to come and pray, please do that. Mm-hmm.